What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we are just now getting word down in Puerto Rico, evacuation orders have been issued for an area in northwestern Puerto Rico. Apparently, the Gujataka Dam appears to be failing under the pressure of water accumulated from Hurricane Maria. The reservoir was built in 1929 by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's located between the municipalities of Quebradillas, San Sebastian, and Isabela. Those poor people, it just never really seems to stop. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm looking at a email I got from a blog called If Americans Knew. I think you probably know about it. But,
oh, very much so.
And I'll just read off a couple of the headlines. ADL campus guide describes how to block events about Palestine. German government supports a new Israel-centric definition of anti-Semitism. Progressive Illinois candidate kicked off ticket for Israel views. Israel advocate Richard Goldberg writes a memo pushing Trump to destabilize Iran. Congress and White House to give Israel an additional $75 million. And then there's one about how Israel is disabling Palestinian teenagers by shooting them in the knees.
Yes.
I wanted to go over all this stuff. And you know, when we talk about people like Arnon Milchan, the guy who helped smuggle the nuclear triggers out, who's an American citizen, and the organized effort to suborn Congress, it's pretty easy to say that a lot of it is doesn't even border on, because there's spies selling secrets too. It's treasonous, quite a bit of it. But what I want to go one step further and say, when you have organized group of treasonous people taking orders from a foreign government, I would tell you that that very easily meets the definition of fifth column. And I just wanted
or at the very least a subversive group.
Well, that's what a fifth column is, of
yes.
course, especially, you know, in favor of another country against our own interests. So I just wanted to make that point. I have a hard time with my – I finally got my sister to say that half of the stuff done by the Israeli lobby is treasonous, where she actually used the word treason. But she won't use the word fifth column. And I don't know why not, because it's exactly what it is. If there's an organized group of people on behalf of another country engaged in treason on the orders of a foreign government, it's a fifth column. So at any rate, I just wanted to make that point. What do you think about it?
Well, no, obviously you're right. We've covered a lot of those stories here at whatreallyhappened.com. I find it very interesting that Valerie Plame went out and linked to that article that came out a few days ago about how America's Jews are pushing this war policy. And, of course, everybody's screaming, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, you want Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the oven, which is what they always say, and we're sick and tired of hearing about it. But it's clear to me now that more and more Americans are willing to basically say what they can see with their own eyes, and being called anti-Semite or Jew hater just isn't an effective deterrent anymore, because Israel has overused it. They've burned it out. Nobody cares anymore. It's lost its shock value. You know,
well,
come out with an article and somebody...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we'll come out with an article. We'll talk about some of the doubts about the official story of the history of World War II, and somebody to say, oh, you're an anti-Semite. And my reaction is, okay, that's what you want to think. I don't care anymore.
Well, of course, it's their definition of anti-Semite, right?
Their definition of anti-Semite is anybody who challenges the government of Israel. And that's ridiculous. That's like trying to defend the crimes of the Nazis by saying, well, you just hate the German people.
Well, you know, Mike, it's when you have a group of people taking orders from a foreign government trying to subvert the First Amendment. suborning Congress and so on and so forth, it's not a stretch at all to say this is a fifth column. And the next step is, you know, we're already about to go to war with Iran. We've already been in Lebanon. We're already, you know, we've been in Iraq three times. We've been to Libya. At what point are we going to stand up, call a spade, and do something about this treasonous crap?
Well, let me ask you one more question. Did it ever occur to you that maybe Jewish interests were playing these same games in Germany in the 1920s and 1930s, and that that was what led to the extreme hostility of the German people, which, of course, Adolf Hitler tapped into? I mean, if you go back and you look at the history, at Jewish history, stretching back, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years, it is nothing but an endless chain of expulsions, persecutions, pogroms, and the only common factor in all of that is how the Jewish people treat others around them. There's no other common factor. We're not always dealing with Christian governments. We're not always dealing with Muslim governments. The only common factor is this inability to integrate into their society where they're living, and more importantly, this tendency to treat everybody around them as a target, as prey. And, of course, that's going to create a lot of hostility. The same thing happened with the Roma people, the gypsies. And look what ultimately happened to them. They're scattered to the winds right now.
Well, Mike, when you talk about it, you know, the Jewish people always talk about how the Poles acquiesced and the Ukrainians acquiesced and the Belarusians acquiesced to the whatever happened in World War II. And then you think about what is being done here when 1.7 or 2% of the population controls the media, the banks, absolutely owns Congress, you know, on and on and on, and how with mature institutions in a country of 330 million people, we've got 2% of the population able to exert this control. Think what that was in Poland in 1920 after they were just created after World War One. Or the Ukraine, or Germany, for that matter, with immature democracies, immature institutions, and far fewer people. And yeah, you can see exactly what went on there.
Yes.
They can do it here. They can do it anywhere.
Well, the thing is, every place that they have done it throughout history, there's always a backlash, and it winds up very, very bad for the Jewish people, even those who are not actually part of that fifth column. And yet Israel, because of their religion, I guess, are unable to look at their own flaws and failings the same way that Hillary can't. It's always the fault of everybody else around them. And as long as they keep playing these same games, they're going to keep winding up in the same messes. It's been happening for 2,000 years. It's going to go on happening for another 1,000 years until Israel decides to move into the modern age and start treating other nations with the respect that these other nations deserve. But as long as Israel's government continues to behave like a Bronze Age warrior tribe, they're going to keep causing trouble for everybody around them. I mean, I can understand why John F. Kennedy didn't want them to get nuclear weapons.
Mike, I can. We've had this discussion before, and we all know that's not all Jews doing this.
No,
it's a small percentage of the 2.7% of our population. However, they're the ones with all the money and the influence. And on the other hand, the others are accessories because they're silent. They allow it to happen. They allow people to lose their jobs and to get.
Well, again, that's actually rooted in their religion. It is absolutely forbidden to criticize a fellow Jew, and that restraint is why so many of them stay silent. And again, we're talking about the actions of a few individuals in Israel's government and those who are basically their scion here in the United States of America, dual citizens, turncoats like McCain and Graham. Who truly believe Israel first. But again, anytime somebody starts to say, all Jews this, all Jews that, even in Hollywood, I have to come back and say, no, I've known some Jews who were really splendid, splendid people, and I keep going on back to Renee Valente, who was an absolute treasure, and I miss her dearly. But she was Jewish, and she was honorable, and she was upright. And she also she got taken advantage of by other Jews in the industry. And I got to see that firsthand when I was working with her on the TV movie remake of Valley of the Dolls. And one of the studio executives came on in and used our production budget to basically launder some money that he just walked off the lot with. And so not much loyalty there. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I've had, you know, I spent years in the military, and you don't run into very many Jewish people in the military, and that's for somebody who's put in 30 years there. However, there are, like, my very best friend, even though I spent 30 years, I wish that I had accomplished that I had a record like this guy in the Marine Corps did. And there's a lot of people, but they get the self-hating Jew thing hurled at them, and they're shouted down as well. But I would tell you the people who remain silent, the Jews who remain silent about this, are accessories to the crime.
Well, more than that, by staying silent, you know, they're going to catch some of the flack when there is a flashback. And part of the problem is that Israel, in trying to portray that it represents all the world's Jewish people, then the hostility that is generated by the actions of Israel's government gets transferred to all the world's Jewish people. Israel's government is setting up the world's Jewish people to be targets when there is an eventual backlash.
They'll deserve it. No, I
see your point about not speaking out. And I have that same problem with the Germans in World War II Germany, and they suffered greatly for their failure to speak on out. But I draw the line at saying that just because they're silent, that they deserve some kind of harm and punishment. I'd like them to speak on out, but again, freedom of speech means the freedom to shut up when you want to.
Well, I disagree with that, Mike, but
I hear your point.
I hear your point. But thanks, Mike, for the forum, and I appreciate your being there, man.
All right, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, Palestinian leader Mohammed Abbas, during his turn at the podium at the United Nations, called for an end to apartheid for the Palestinians. And he basically described the government of Israel as an apartheid regime, which it certainly is. And Abbas said, we are entrusted and you are entrusted to end apartheid in Palestine. And he said, can the world accept an apartheid regime in the 21st century? Unfortunately, sadly, it appears they can as long as it's Israel. Now, over in Germany, Schroeder is out there saying that maybe deploying all these soldiers along the border with Russia is sending the wrong signal. He's saying, obviously, Russia, from the Russian perspective, NATO is trying to build a circle from Turkey through South and Central Eastern Europe up to the Baltic Sea. Yes, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And he's saying the deployment of German soldiers on the Russian border is a completely false signal, even though there's no direct threat to Russia. Well, ultimately, there will be. Remember when Russia was having their war games in Belarus, and the corporate media was, they're really getting ready to invade Europe. They're going to invade Europe. We have to send more troops on our... They're getting ready to invade Europe. This is a replay of the 1950s Cold War. Russia's coming to invade Europe. They never did it. They never did it. And again, common sense. Why would Putin want to invade Europe? It's bankrupt. Its society is tearing apart under the burden of immigration. It's all of its resources are already mined out. Putin's got enough problems taking care of Russia. He doesn't need to take on Europe's as well. Same thing for the United States. Nobody is coming to invade the United States of America because it's a mess. Who would want it other than Hillary Clinton? Now, following that fanning up of the Korean foreign minister's comment about maybe there might be a hydrogen bomb, the stock market took a bit of a tumble, and gold shot up over 1,300. So let's see how the stock market ended up today. Did they have the Dow did not have their traditional Friday happy ending, despite all the massaging from the plunge protection team here. Now, as another sign that the rest of the world is really getting fed up with the U.S. and its foreign policy, Austria just signed a landmark funding deal with Iran. Austria's Oberbank yesterday signed a major finance deal with over a dozen Iranian banks, thus becoming one of the first European financial institutions to break the ice in providing loans for Iranian projects after the removal of sanctions against the country in early 2016. Of course, the problem is that the U.S. government is now putting all those sanctions back. Again, proving you cannot believe a thing they say. The deal was Iran would stop its nuclear weapons program. The sanctions would be removed. Iran stopped its nuclear program. It shipped its enriched uranium to Russia. The IAEA says they're fully in compliance. The U.S. not only did not remove all of the sanctions, they started adding new ones, and they're adding new ones now. Again, the message to the rest of the world is clear. Don't make a deal with the U.S. government. You will get screwed. That's the lesson we got from Libya. It's the lesson we got from Syria. It's the lesson we got from Iraq. It's the lesson we're getting from Iran. The U.S. government does not honor its commitments. Now, Nikki Haley is out there saying that the U.S. is not ruling out a possible oil embargo on Venezuela to try and exacerbate their economic hardship even more. We're not going to buy Venezuela's oil. Well, two things are going to happen. Other countries are probably going to buy Venezuela's oil, and oil and gas prices here in the United States are going to go up. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Doesn't to me. But again, I don't know if it's prescription antidepressants or lead pipes in Washington, D.C. The quality of strategic thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. is appallingly bad. It's like they're thinking in terms of sound bites. This sounds good. Let's go with it. Let's think it through. There might be a problem. No. This is the public's going to love this. They're going to eat this up. Now, in response to Amazon, everybody's like trying to demonize Amazon for the retail Mageddon. But as that caller correctly pointed out, Amazon, as well as they are doing, is really just a tiny, tiny percentage of the total retail economy. But everybody is out there saying, we've got to do something about Amazon. And so Walmart is starting to test a service where you will order your groceries from Walmart, and they're partnering with a company called August Home, which is a provider of smart locks and smart home accessories. And the way this works is you would order all your groceries, or they'd be ordered automatically by your smart refrigerator, and there'll be a home delivery. The delivery person would get access to your home using a pre-authorized one-time-only passcode and would put the groceries away. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that? Okay, I'm seeing way too many hands out there in the classroom. I mean, my first response to that would be, no way. No way anybody's getting access to my home, especially if I'm not there. If they want to show up when I'm there and I can watch them with a shotgun, that's something different. But it looks to me like they're just going to allow these delivery people to come into your home with a passcode. The implication is clear. While you're at work or at school, they're going to come on in and deliver the groceries. And yes, there are going to be problems with this. Things will disappear in a tight economy. That's inevitable. Criminals may sign up to be these delivery people for that very reason. Think these things through, people. Think these things through. We'll be right back after these commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interestingly enough, we're still seeing the corporate media try and soft pedal on some of these immigration problems in Europe. And I'm looking at the story that came out of BNP.org over in Great Britain. And it's basically reporting on how the Daily Mail and the Mirror took a story about how Muslim rape gangs have been preying on, drugging, gang raping, torturing, and selling young white girls for sex, and rewrote it to say it was Asian gangs, because we don't want to offend the Muslims and we don't want to fan the anti-open borders sentiment here. But it is a distortion, because basically the Daily Mail and the Mirror have defamed an entire continent unjustly by saying that. Apparently over in Rome, a German woman was raped by somebody who appeared to be a refugee and was left tied to a pole totally naked. And she had to stand there until a passing taxi driver rescued her. Now, the story, this is El Salvadorian illegal immigrant, 19, and his school friend, 17, acting on the orders of a girl, 13, raped her classmate for hours after kidnapping her, stuffing her a rag in her mouth, and driving her to a nearby apartment. Gee, isn't this open borders thing, this idea of George Soros, the one world government, isn't that turning out to be such a swell idea? Let's take a phone call from Wayne in West Virginia. Aloha, Wayne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Good. One of the reasons I called was the thing about Trump and Kelly putting his hands on his face and his looking down. There's been a lot of talk about the speech, that he was upset about Trump's speech. I think why he was putting his hands in his face, as I observed, was because Trump was telling Korea our capabilities of what we could do to them. And in doing so, he's telling the whole world what weapons we have available. And I think Kelly was saying, oh, my God, he's telling them what weapons we have, some of our secret weapons, and he's exposing and telling them what weapons we have by telling them what we can do to them. Your thoughts?
I did not see anything in Trump's speech that gave away any secrets about advanced weapon systems. If, frankly, it came across as just bullying and bluster and chest thumping. Because his description about what they were going to do, whether it was North Korea or Iran, was in very, very general terms, from which you could deduce nothing about America's weapons capability. And it could also equally be a bluff. If you look, after 16 years of war, our stockpiles are drawn down, our existing weapons are worn on out, the new weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex are overpriced junk, the American military is a hollow shell. And we may actually be in a bizarre situation where the U.S. government is out there trying to bluff other countries down. I mean, obviously, the U.S. is in a position where they can go in and they can beat up on countries unable to defend themselves. But when you're talking about going up against a major peer power like Russia and China, or even North Korea, if they do have a nuclear ICBM, then it may be more about bluff and bluster. And there may be a time in the not very distant future where the U.S. forces do go up against a real enemy and come up real short and get their nose bloodied, which might actually be a good thing. And again, I want to point out how Russia's Iskander cruise missiles all hit their targets in Syria, whereas Donald Trump's Tomahawks, half of them missed the target completely. And those that did hit the airfield didn't hit the actual hardened targets they were aimed at. So it looks more and more like the invincibility of the U.S. military is more of an illusion than anything else. And again, if you look at the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, same thing there. Toward the end, the legions were stretched so thin, they really weren't an effective fighting force any longer. Wayne, thanks an awful lot. We got to let you go. Take a break for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phones here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I've been listening every day, but my work schedule has interfered with me calling in, so just been enjoying your shows this whole time. And I wanted to talk about the Trump speech and GMO vegetables and
okay.
The baby collision. So the Trump speech, that was just an insult.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped
you
out for
now?
A little while. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'll just continue Trump's speech. Outrageous insult to all of our intelligence. U.S. has a non-interference policy. Other nations need to learn to respect sovereignty of neighbors. They even have the nerve to condemn other countries for supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And, like, every third sentence was like a palm-to-forehead moment.
Yeah, it really was, and it's kind of interesting. The first 24 hours after the speech, everybody was out there saying, Well, yes, he's the president of the United States, and it was a speech and everything. But as we got more and more into the week, more and more people seemed to be willing to come forward and say, you know, that speech was really horrible. And if you really think about it, Donald Trump was the only world leader up there, except possibly Netanyahu, talking about war on that podium. Everybody else was all out there about peace and let's get together and can't we all get along. And Trump's out there saying, we're going to smash North Korea, genocide on all those people.
Yeah, it's a lot of mass murder.
Well, that's all war is mass murder wrapped in a pretty flag.
Yeah, Trump complimented all the players in World War II, all the allies, even complimenting France, but doesn't compliment the number one player, which is Russia, who pulled the most weight, lost the most lives, made the biggest difference.
Yeah, that was a notable omission there. I mean, let's face it, if Russia hadn't broken the back of the Nazi military machine defending Moscow, World War II in Europe could have had a much different outcome.
Oh, definitely. Hey, regarding the Navy collisions,
yes,
would this be a fair analogy? Like, if a world champ heavyweight got outsmarted and beat up by a 10-year-old girl, wouldn't that be a reasonable description of the power difference between a fully armed, on-patrol Navy war vessel and an unarmed cargo boat? And so, you know, if this happened, you wouldn't want to go, but mommy, she did it on purpose. She beat me up on purpose, mommy. You would want to pretend like, oh, it was my mistake. I tripped on my shoelaces. I fell down. I hit my head on the doorknob, right? So what is the U.S. Army doing? They should be going, oh, our bad, we tripped in our shoelaces, but of course we could have defended ourselves if we were trying to.
Well, they weren't really being attacked. They were being rammed. And again, we're talking about the U.S. Navy, not the U.S. Army, and certainly the Navy's high command are thinking they've got a problem out there. And by the way, it's not just the ship collisions. Apparently, Captain Owen Honors has been relieved of command of the USS Enterprise, the aircraft carrier, not the starship. And apparently, this guy was showing these very bizarre movies, supposedly as entertainment, and the videos had slurs against gays, scenes with simulated masturbation, sailors shown showering together, and the Navy High Command decided this represented a profound lack of good judgment and professionalism. And we're going to go into war with people this poorly trained, whether it's showing very questionable movies to your own crew or getting your ships rammed or ramming by ignoring the rules of right of way on the sea lanes of communication. It is obvious we have put these very expensive weapon platforms in the hands of crews that are not really equipped to handle them effectively.
Yeah. Like, what I'm saying is that it's more damaging to the reputation of the Navy to admit that they could be rammed by a cargo vessel than for that. They should just say, oh, of course we couldn't be rammed by a cargo vessel who was doing it on purpose. The only reason this happened is because of gross negligence. That's actually looks better than admitting that they're so open to attack that even a cargo vessel could actually ram them on purpose and get away with it.
The cargo vessels did not ram them on purpose. Looking at the tracking information, the cargo vessels were just on a straight course. And here's another reason why so many of these crews on the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain removed from their positions. They didn't have the automated ship tracking system turned on that you're supposed to have on when you're in one of these commercial sea lanes. And so,
right.
They just screwed up from top to bottom. This was not a deliberate attack by... They're not defending themselves against the cargo ships.
They were saying that we're not at fault here because they rammed us. It's their fault.
Yeah, they were trying to do that at the very, very beginning, it was a ridiculous claim. First of all, those cargo ships and tankers are not very maneuverable. The idea that one of them could chase down and intercept an Arleigh Burke is ridiculous. The Arleigh Burkes can run circles around them, and that may have been what tempted the crew, the bridge crew, to try and get around the bow of these ships, even though those cargo tanker ships have the right of way. So it was just a major mess up, and it sends a very, very dangerous message that we have built these very expensive warships and airplanes, and many of them are in the hands of crews that really don't know how to handle them effectively and efficiently. That's scary. Because
yeah, definitely. Changing gears, one last thing really quick. Remember,
all right, that
in the EU, they have the vegetables that all have to be the same size and shape?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to comment that that is because they're trying to create an unfair playing field for the GMOs, which are all the size and shape. All the same size and shape. Anyways, thanks a lot, Mike. I'll let you go, and I'll enjoy continuing listening to your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, that's a very scary idea, that we have these warships with all these complicated weapon systems, and the command crews are just not up to it. And even out here in the Pacific Fleet, they're admitting that because of allocation of money, and they've got all this money, but it's all being used to buy new weapons, and they've had to cut back on training, and as a result they are giving these very expensive, very dangerous platforms to crews that just barely know how to do them. And the one that I cannot get my head around is how anybody on the bridge of one of these ships does not understand that cargo carriers and tankers have the right of way in the open ocean. That's just the rules. You have to know that if you're going to have your master's papers. So to happen once, maybe twice, that's a systemic problem. All righty, getting on back to immigration, we're coming up finally on the German election, and more people coming on out and saying Germany cannot trust Merkel. She's being blamed for Brexit. She's being blamed for the disastrous immigration policy. And the German media is putting on out that Merkel's party has a comfortable lead going into the election, and Alternative for Deutschland is going to be in third place. There'll be a strong opponent. But here's the thing you need to keep in mind. Don't forget how all of our polls last year in the corporate media had Hillary well in the lead, and it didn't happen. And in the German polling, they're already saying that 20% of the people of Germany still have not made up their minds. And 20% is enough to swing this election all over the place. Somebody's even putting up "Vote Putin for Chancellor" posters. That's how much they dislike Angela Merkel. So this thing could still have a surprise outcome. And so, of course, they're getting ready to blame Russia. If Merkel loses the election, oh, it was a Russian cyber attack because Russia was meddling in the U.S. and the French votes. Now, by the way, France has already come on out and said, no, they didn't find any evidence Russia had anything to do with the results of their elections. And here in the United States of America, they still have no evidence Russia had any influence, any tinkering into our voting machines. We had all these illegal immigrants voting for Hillary. We had all those people in Massachusetts driving up to New Hampshire to vote for Hillary. We had all these dead people voting for Hillary. We had all these precincts in which there were far more votes cast than there were actual voters, but nothing about Russia. So it looks like if there's an upset in Germany and Merkel loses, she's going to blame Vladimir Putin. How very Hillary of her. Now, Mel Brooks, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you who is an amazingly funny individual. Believe it or not, his wartime experience, he defused bombs. I guess that's maybe why he's got his bizarre sense of humor. But he was out there making a comment that our current politically correct society is the death of comedy. Because everybody takes things so seriously. You can't say anything because somebody's going to be offended. And he was saying, you know, look at his 1974 film Blazing Saddles, which was this incredible hit. Because it basically ridiculed people who had these kinds of attitudes. But Brooks says Hollywood today would never greenlight anything like Blazing Saddles. They wouldn't dare to. And Brooks is saying our stupidly politically correct society is the death of comedy. And he's absolutely right. We're literally encouraging a society where everybody's going around looking for things to be offended by. And obviously, in a complicated world like this, if you're looking for things to be offended by, you will find them. Oh, I'm offended. I'm triggered. Oh, my God. Oh. Fine. Go away. Go into your safe space. Get your Play-Doh and just shut the heck up here. Now, speaking of political correctness, parents in Arizona are very angry at an elementary school teacher. In fact, they're demanding she be fired because apparently she took it upon herself to rewrite the Declaration of Independence in a gender-neutral form and then had her fourth-grade students recite the new version of the Declaration of Independence. And I understand where this teacher is coming from, wanting to replace the word men with humans, but in the age when the Declaration of Independence was written, the word men was presumed to include women as well. But in any event, I think the people of Arizona are very upset that anybody is going to start tinkering with our founding documents. We know there's been a tremendous pushback against Common Core trying to rewrite the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I think ultimately the schools need to be responsive to what the parents want. And we have lost that. Schools right now are back to that Prussian model. We will teach the children what makes the children useful to the state and the corporations. And you parents, you've got nothing to say about it. We were talking the other day about this situation where children, when you take your child to the doctor, they can now be taken away into a room without you, where they can be questioned about whatever's going on in your home. Does your family have guns? Are they doing drugs? Now, this transgender issue is really heating up. And a lot of people are very concerned that a lot of young people are being convinced that they're transgender when they aren't, because they're being pushed that way. The American College of Pediatrics has just issued a statement saying transgenderism of children is child abuse. And they're saying they're seeing all these stories of parents who are treating their little boys as girls because somebody has told them, oh, your little boy is actually a little girl, try and raise him that way. Somebody sent in a story earlier today about how a teacher contacted their parents and said their son was obviously transgender, and they needed to go to transgender counseling because the boy, when drawing pictures of himself, drew himself wearing a purple and yellow dress. As it turns out, it's a Lakers jersey and even had the number 24 on it. And the teacher told the parents, you still have to take your child to transgender counseling, and if you don't, we're going to report you for abuse for forcing your child to be the gender that they aren't. I mean, this is just really, the pediatrics is right. The College of Pediatrics is right. This is child abuse. These kids are too young to even know what gender really is. They're trying to confuse them. They want a generation of people who don't even know what bathroom to use because they're easier to control and mold. And there's a downside. Look at the current generation of the liberal snowflakes that have been produced by all this political correctness. They're triggered by the least little thing. Are you going to put these people in uniform and send them into combat and expect to win? I don't think so. Look at all those people who were rioting all over America when Hillary lost the election. Should have gotten a squad of Spetsnaz in to take care of them. Problem would have been solved in 24 hours. Now, apparently, there is a prophecy by David Mead that there's going to, the end of the world is going to be tomorrow. And I tried to contact David Mead to interview him about his prophecy, but he said get back to him next week. The only reason I mention this is I actually encountered somebody. When Claire and I were doing our errands yesterday, we went by this guy who, in all seriousness, was trying to convince these people sitting in an outdoor cafe, the end of the world is going to be on Saturday. The end of the world is going to be on Saturday. And I said, darn, I just bought new carpeting. And, of course, everybody cracked up, and he shot me this really, really dirty look. But one of these days, I really ought to write a book about my experience in Christian television, because our TV station was destroyed by one of these prophecies, because the station manager believed it and just collapsed the whole thing. It was a bizarre, bizarre experience. But apparently somebody in Orange County actually put this message out on the emergency broadcasting system into everybody's home. This is an emergency broadcasting system. The world is going to end on Saturday. And they're trying to say, well, it was obviously a mistake, blah, blah, blah. And they're saying, no, it may have actually been somebody did it deliberately. Get the message out. The world is ending on Saturday. So we may or may not have a show this coming Monday. We'll let you know. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not
go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And now apparently they're after Trump's cabinet for use of non-commercial flights. I mean, there isn't anything Trump can do that they're not going to attack him for, except, of course, going to war against, well, everybody here. I think they are really insane out there in California. I mean, I loved being in California when I lived and worked there, but I would never move back there. The California legislature has just passed a law to end the use of rifles in the rural areas of the state. And this, of course, is a big deal for people who like to hunt or target shoot. They're banning rifles. And if Jerry Brown signs this, this bill eliminates the ability to openly bear arms anywhere in the state of California. Now, residents with concealed carry permits still have the right to carry a handgun. But by the way, you have to have it unloaded. You're not allowed to have a loaded gun, even if you have a concealed carry permit. So what good is that? You know, hang on, Mr. Rapist, let me load my gun before I shoot you. Meanwhile, over in Chicago, which is held up as the model of gun control for the entire country, they've had 500 murders so far this year. And along with high crime, murder rates in Baltimore, New Orleans, St. Louis, these are all gun-free cities and Democratic strongholds. Now, today's thought for the day that appears on my webpage, these are chosen completely randomly by the computer during the overnight update. And it's the actual text of the Miranda ruling. Now, you've probably heard the Miranda ruling. This is why police officers have to say, I have to read you your rights. You have the right to remain silent, and so forth and so on. But here's the actual ruling by the Supreme Court. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rule making or legislation that would abrogate them. Under that definition, any laws limiting your ability to invoke the Second Amendment violate the Miranda ruling. And yet the government is still out there. They're desperate to disarm you. They're shipping guns to the Mexican drug cartels and to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but by golly, you'd better not have one. We don't trust the American law-abiding citizen with guns. We only trust drug dealers and terrorists with guns, and we'll give them guns at your expense, but you law-abiding Americans, you can't have guns. Boy, is there something screwy with that or what? All righty, getting on down here. Apparently, Apple's iPhone launch is not going well. They debuted the new iPhone 8s and the new iWatch. And nobody's showing up. Normally, when Apple has a new launch, the lines go around the block. Two people showed up in China, barely a dozen in London. They may be waiting for the iPhone 10, which is not out just yet. We'll be back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.